Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good Wednesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. It is 2 o'clock and we are live on the Fan, taking you all the way up to 6:30. We will be with you from our Half Street studios downtown in D.C. in the Navy Yard for the next 4.5 hours, and we are giving away Caps tickets in 2 hours at 4 o'clock. Danny, I'm feeling jealous today of our friends to the north in Baltimore. Must be nice to have a baseball team competitive enough to push some chips in and go get a big bat for 150 mil.
Isn't that interesting? You can do that. There's players available. You can improve your baseball team, and you could sign them. Sign them. Now, it requires forking over money. That's the pesky part of it. But if you do that, you can get a better baseball player.
My offseason intrigue and my excitement is in how young and out of the box can we hire people to fill out the coaching staff? And I'm curious about things like, are you going to trade my best players, which you should, by the way, to get prospects in the minor league system so that you can yet again rebuild this thing? That's where things are for the Nats. I'm a little bit jealous. There is some animus for the Orioles, who are in a division, by the way, where it's either time to spend or time to lose.
Kill or be killed out there. That division is the jungle.
Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, fresh off a World Series appearance. The Rays were down, but they don't stay down very long. They're too smart, too good, too well run by Eric Neander and company. So they didn't really have a choice. And they've now added 230-plus homer bats this offseason. Still need to rebuild that pitching staff. We'll talk about the Nats, though, a little bit later on today with the hot stove cooking. Not anything here in D.C., but for the most part, teams are cooking on the hot stove. But I want to get into the massive news of the day out of Ashburn with the Commanders, where Dan Quinn has made it official. No waiting around. First thing on Wednesday before practice number one of the week, he has ruled out Jaden Daniels. He will not play against the Giants.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start, and we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys, and so tough.
Somewhat confusing to say that he didn't suffer any new injuries, that he didn't have the same injury that he had before. He would go on to say there was no dislocation, nothing's out of place. All of the imaging came back clean. Effectively, what he said is he's sore. And I understand if he comes out and just says, there's some soreness in the elbow. We're at the Meadowlands on weird turf. We're not going to push it this week. But that's not really what he said. He said that the doctors advised that this player that supposedly would have gone back into the game on Sunday, a week later doesn't play in a game, and he already feels good about that to say it on Wednesday.
Very strange, isn't it?
Something doesn't quite add up here for me, but if we're just taking him at his word, which we probably shouldn't do.
Yeah, you should do it, your phone falling.
But if that's what you're taking him at, I guess the way I'm going to connect the dots here is he lands on the elbow. He wants to go back in because, as is generally the case, before things swell up and you know get sore and all that adrenaline goes
away. Yeah, adrenaline's pumping.
You know, you're ready to go back in there and play, and he could have finished the game. It's also, as Jay Gruden said, a left elbow, man. This guy's a right-handed quarterback. He doesn't need that elbow. Now, that's kind of a bit. I don't think he actually means that, but you get the point. It's not like a right elbow or a right shoulder or something. So he could have finished the game, I suppose. Now, some soreness and some swelling later, they're saying, okay, well, if this thing is barking a little bit, while clearly he's not going to redislocate it after what we saw on Sunday with how he landed on it, we might as well just keep him out of this game. My question is, do you think this has anything to do with where the game is? The Meadowlands and that turf, which is the turf where more people suffer serious leg, knee, ankle injuries than any other in the league.
Hard to ignore it. I mean, at a minimum, it's one of those, if you're on the fence, that can push you over. You know what I mean? Like, at a minimum, it's a tiny data point. At a maximum, it's fairly significant. I don't think it's the reason.
But you're saying,
if it's on the list of reasons, let's say there's 17, it's the 16th.
You're saying it's a factor, though.
Yeah.
It came up at some point in their
conversation. I think somebody mentioned it.
What I'm wondering is if they're playing this game at home, if week one was in the Meadowlands and this one's at Northwest Stadium and the doctors are having a powwow and they're trying to figure out if this guy should play or not, is he playing? Is this solely about the elbow soreness that he's dealing with and would have to play through, or is the turf at the Meadowlands non-zero in this discourse? I'll never know the answer.
Right. How do you know?
I'm just asking the question out loud. But sounds like you had the same curiosity that I did listening to Dan Quinn.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if anybody's lying this time. And I'm not trying to cast any aspersions here. I'm just saying, I don't know if there's new data. I don't know what aggravation means exactly. I don't know what has changed since he could have gone back in, but we said no to that. You would think that therefore means by Wednesday, by the time you get home, by Monday afternoon, Tuesday, it'll be sore, but he'll be fine. Normal course of the week. We could talk about this later in the week if he's too sore to go, or if it's not responding the way we want or whatever. To rule him out right now says we have a change in status, a spike in discomfort or something that now, again, it's medical staff said, yeah, let's hold him out. Very interesting to me is all I'll say.
Yeah, if he could play in Minnesota on Sunday, it would make no sense that he couldn't play 7 days later with all that time to heal in the Meadowlands. Succinctly, that's where I'm at. I understand that the context of in the days that follow a game, swelling can occur and whatever else, but there's no long-term issues, which means this is soreness, which means either you're going to play through the pain or not. What I'd be curious about, I don't think this got asked. If this weekend was a playoff game, would he play? I'll bet you the answer is yes. And if that is the case, then they are doing the right thing. They're doing the thing that all of us have said mm-hmm. that they should do. They should be extra careful. Even those of us in the camp of, this guy's got to play football and he needs to be on the grass more and they should not shut him down. Even those of us loudly saying that like me, I think most of us would acknowledge if he's sore and in pain, and he might play through it if he's Justin Herbert of the Chargers against Philadelphia in a got-to-have-it game for L.A., that is a different thing than Jaden Daniels with a 3-10 team that has already been mathematically eliminated from the postseason push. Let's go to cut two, where he was asked about Daniels coming back to play again this season, because this, to me, was the most fascinating development of this press conference. I thought Dan Quinn answered questions differently today than he has in the past about Jaden playing later on this season. This is what he had to say today about whether or not we'll see Daniels again.
He's going to be out this week. He'll practice as we're going in a limited fashion. But let's see where we're at next week. We're always going to make the best decisions, John, for him, you know, for the team, what the medical, you know, opinions are. So we kind of just wanted to give you that information today, and then we can work into next week.
So that was today. I want you to think about what he just said. Okay, then I'm going to play one more clip for you from today, and I want you to hear how he answered a question from Scott Abraham of Channel 7, who asked him about the likeliness of him playing again and were there benefits to shutting him down. Okay, that was the question. Do you see any reason why he might benefit from not playing again this year? So play that clip for me.
We haven't really gone down that road yet to decide. He's out this week, and he's working hard to get back. But as far as what decisions are ahead, like we just haven't gone down that road. He's working incredibly hard to get back with the guys. So, we're really bummed he got, you know, re-aggravated on this specific injury. Going into it, thought he had a good week. There were things to improve upon into the game to get started. But, we haven't gone down all the way yet. We just, you know, kind of went through the first evaluations this week to get ready to play. So, I'll have a better update as we're moving forward.
The tone has changed, Danny.
Yeah.
Every answer over the last several weeks about Jaden Daniels and whether he's going to come back and play and whether they want him and need him back on the field has been he needs time on the grass. It's important. He's used that word over and over again. And today there was less definitive he's going to play or he needs time on the grass. And there was a lot more we're focused on this week, as you just heard. There's a lot more. We haven't gone down that road. That is a different way to answer. Listen to Friday's, okay? So you've been hearing audio from today.
Uh-huh.
So then follow me here. This was Friday before he plays against Minnesota and re-aggravates or whatever happens with the elbow. This is what he said when he was asked about why he was playing in the game. Why bring him back? Why does he need to play?
Yeah, it's really important for him, for his teammates, for any of the guys, honestly. And you know, looking into it with five games, that's like 30% of our season. You know, there's a lot. All of these matter. And, you know, as he's developing, there's certain things he's working on, too, to go ahead and be as competitive as hell and, you know, like taking care of things that he can. And so it's really important, John. And so as the process for that begins, we're ready to get rolling with that.
He did not answer the same question the same way today. He went from talking about 29% of the season left. It's important for him. It's important for his teammates that he plays. There's still 23% of the season left. So let's say he's not able to play this weekend. They're not being overly precautionary, but he's just too sore. The elbow's swollen or whatever. Fine. Then it's going to be less than 23% the next time out. Now you're down from what was 29% of the season to 17%. Still a pretty decent sized chunk. But Danny, he goes from the word important, telling you why they need to see him, why he needs to play, to today. We haven't really gotten into that yet. We're focusing on the Giants. He's out this week. So different.
Yeah, it's a very different tone because it's not the, yeah, he's ruled out, right, which is the extreme. If one's a one and the other's 100, it's not 100, but it's further down the line towards 100 than the one from last week, right? Last week is, I can't tell you how important these games are. It's so important, the importance. Importance is the word. Big, important. Important, guys. He's got to play. It's a third of our season. Important. That wasn't that. That was, I don't know. If the first one's a one from Friday and 100 is he's out for the rest of the year, what's that? 37? You know, it's not all the way, but it's now maybe the window's open or you've unlocked the door. Maybe you're walking that way. I don't know. But the point is it now seems like that might be on the table, right?
You've cracked the door. Maybe even just open it wide up to the possibility of a shutdown. That's the way I heard the press conference today. Now, maybe they don't. I don't think it has anything to do with how they play against the Giants, whether you go out and beat New York as a 2.5-point underdog. Think about this, by the way. At the Meadowlands, against a 2-11 New York team, they are 2.5-point underdogs. That is telling.
Yeah.
But going there and winning, going there and losing, irrelevant. You're going to have to make the decision as to whether or not you think this guy can get through a football game healthy and whether or not you still think it's valuable and significant that he plays again before the end of the year, something we've been talking quite a bit about. The question then becomes, if you hear the tone change like we do, what do we think changed? And obviously him getting banged up again is going to be a factor. It changed for you. We talked yesterday on the phones and welcomed calls. Is anybody else shifted in how they feel from saying he needs to play to don't let him play anymore. But there is this other possibility, Danny, which is Adam Peters may have intervened. You know, maybe the front office, which calls the shots and has to flip the switch from we're focusing on this year to we're focusing on next year. This is going to be the first game since they got eliminated from the playoffs. Maybe Peters wandered down the hall, walked into DQ's office, sat down in the chair in front of his desk and said, hey, bud, Jordan McGee time, not Bobby Wagner time. Zach Ertz is unfortunately hurt. Gut-wrenching scene on Hard Knocks we'll talk about with him crying last night. If you guys saw that, it was just terrible to watch.
That's the phrase, is gut-wrenching. That was really hard.
Rattling.
Yeah.
These guys and what they go through and put themselves through. Incredible. But I wonder if Peters flipped the switch, and this is part of it, where he goes, all right, four left, we're eliminated. It is now time to focus on 2026. Every decision we make is about next year from here on out. And maybe if a coach isn't making a call and the front office is making a call, Peters is going, we're going to sit Daniels because it's now evaluation time and it's protect the best pick possible so I can trade back and get the most for it time. I don't know. Very, very much on the table as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, how could you eliminate anything at this point? Right? Because the rhetoric changed. If you were just defiant till the end, I would disagree, and then we've gone over that a million times, but at least I'd understand it. You have kind of a thoughtful process, and this is how we're viewing it, et cetera, but something clearly changed. Something changed. And I don't know if it's, you know, once you get on the plane and once you hop off and you get a night's sleep and something swelled a certain way, doesn't mean that you re-aggravated is the wrong word, doesn't mean that you re-injured or it's a new injury or you tore scar tissue or whatever was available in that elbow. But it just means there's enough discomfort to tell you that it ain't right. And when it's not right, you shut him down. So it all makes sense. But that's in addition to the tone of the discussion changing. In other words, if this was just a standard operating procedure for how this team has gone this year, this is what I thought of when I heard it. What would we normally do? And we'll wait. Well, we're not going to miss the mark, guys. So he's sore. He's sorer than we thought he would be. But he's going to return to play. He's doing everything he possibly can. We're going to see Friday. Or we'll see later in the week. We'll let you know how it goes. You ruled him out on Wednesday. Tells you it's significant enough that you did it now, right? They knew what when he walked to the podium, they go, yeah, there's no way it's going to be better enough for us to feel satisfied and comfortable Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday.
But here's the problem with that is that, and this is where I thought he talked out of both sides of his mouth, the juxtaposition of him reiterating that nothing serious happened, that the imaging is clean, and that this is, in the grand scheme of things, not anything new and not anything to worry about. So you're right. By ruling him out on Wednesday, they already know they don't want him to play Sunday, or the doctors have said as much. But is that just a throwing in the white towel for him on the year? Like, you go back and you didn't necessarily have a bad round. You know, you got beat up a little bit, but you came over. There's no new injuries. But you've just decided now, okay, we've lost the war. The fight is over. Let's just let this guy get his hand raised in the middle of the ring and go back to our locker room. Anybody, anytime, anywhere, except for the last four games of the season? Like, I need more information, because I don't know if you heard what I heard, but within sentences, he's saying the elbow's fine. He just banged it up, and it's sore, and also he's not going to play this week. But that's where I start to think, well, maybe they're deciding to go in a different direction altogether with Daniels for the rest of the season. You just shut him down outright. Well, let's open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067 with you guys. First off, did you notice a difference in tone in how Dan Quinn answered the questions? We played the Friday clip, and we played the clip from today. 800-636-1067. But also, do you think the door has been opened for the first time by this staff? They have been adamant every time it's come up that there will not be a shutdown, that this guy needs to play, and that there are only these limited opportunities to get him the work he needs, and they're going to take advantage of all of those that they can. That was not what he said today. Do you think Jaden Daniels could be shut down for the rest of the season? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jaden and where we're at, so... He did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough.
Seventh time in 14 games that Jaden Daniels will miss a game with an injury this season. 11 out of 14 games, he's either gotten hurt during the game or he hasn't played at all. So there's been three games where he started and finished a game completely healthy this year for Washington. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. I think DQ could have saved himself a lot of time this season if he just recorded that we're bummed for Jaden, he's not going to play, Marcus gets the call. We're thinking about Jaden. He's an awesome competitor.
We're not going to miss him, Mark. Return to play, you know, all the seven different Mad Libs. Hold it up, play it, and walk out of the room.
We have heard that one a handful of times. But we feel like, speaking of things we heard different answers today on the shutdown questions. Hey, are we going to see him again? It has been pretty emphatically a yes answer to that, either directly saying yes, he will play, or in a longer-winded way, Dan Quinn has talked about why it's important to get him back and why they hope that they do. Today, they haven't thought about it. They haven't talked about it yet. They're thinking about the Giants. Very, very different tone. What does that tell you? Did someone intervene? Was ownership or Adam Peters involved, do you think, at this point in dictating terms? Or are we overthinking it? It's just a week-to-week thing, and maybe he wasn't willing to talk about next week just yet because you can't give the Philadelphia Eagles any competitive advantage.
No. No, they're waiting for one, and you can't give it to them.
If you give them a competitive advantage, they might beat you next week.
Then what happens?
Let's go to Ryan and Culpepper on Grant and Danny. How are you, Ryan?
Hey, guys. That sure did sound like Riverboat Dan. What he really said is, I wish we wouldn't have made the NFC title game last year. I wish this was year one, and everybody was injured. And then year two, oh, look at us. We made it to the NFC title game. And CJ5, I'm calling him CJ5 because he's just like CJ Stroud. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. If anybody wants to give me 3 number one picks for him, I'll give it to him right now. All right. Stay with me, guys. 1, 2, 3, Cancun. Woo!
Cancun. Next stop, Cancun is funny. Thank you, Ryan. Much appreciated. Look, we mentioned the standing piece yesterday that if you're afraid he can't get through a game without getting hurt, then you should be advocating that they move him. That's not a real conversation at this point, nor should it be. Let's not forget how hard it is to find a quarterback who can play. It took 30 years of wandering around the desert with little blips for a year or 2 or 3 years at a time where it was passable. It is impossible to find the thing that it looks like they found if you can keep him on the field. So let's not forget that in this discourse.
It's worth waiting for, is what I would say. It's worth trying to figure out and pursue to all ends.
Now, you do have my attention when you compare Dan Quinn to Ron Rivera, because I remember many, many, many conversations before we ever started this regime where we compared the two. They're very, very similar, very comparable resumes. My joke has always been that they're not the same guy, but you find them on the same aisle in the coaching store. When you walk into Coach Authority and you're looking for a coach to walk out with, next to Ron Rivera on aisle 7 is Dan Quinn. They're right next to one another. One wears a backwards hat, the other doesn't really wear a hat. That's about the difference. I since have updated my file some last year. I think Quinn is Rivera like several years earlier in terms of more energy. And he is a better culture builder. Players adore and love him. All the stuff we said about Ron, but a lot of those were from the prime of his career in Carolina. I think Dan Quinn, who's younger, is a younger spirit as well.
Well, this sounds way more cynical. The biggest difference is Dan Quinn didn't want to do personnel, and Ron did.
That's
Ron wanted to half-ass that job and not go to the combine and not go to the Senior Bowl and go play golf because he was tired. Don't take both jobs then, right?
I'm just talking about them as head coaches.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's very different.
But my point kind of is there's a lot of crossover between the two.
But remember, in year one, and Dan Quinn gets to an NFC Championship game, nobody will ever be able to take that away from him. I think you could thank Jaden Daniels. He did a lot of good, heavy lifting, culture building stuff, no doubt. But after year one of Ron Rivera, it was in Ron we trust. Anyone who didn't buy in was a maniac. How dare you question anything he does? And then it changed over time. Like, we have done this before. We've seen this movie. If he can't get this thing back together. Jay's in D.C. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sir.
Hey, look, first of all, everybody keep talking about, I wish we wouldn't have made it to the NFC Championship game last year. Those people must have not been on the plane with me and you, Danny. Remember last year, me and my buddy, we took pictures with you when we flew up to Detroit and all of that stuff, man. And that was a magical ride, man. I'm never going to take that away and say I wish that hadn't happened.
Agreed.
It's great that happened. But I'm also glad that this year happened, because last year had us believing something that really wasn't what it should have been, but this year is now bringing us back to reality. So it's good that we had both, right? But what I feel is like there has been some change with how they're treating Jaden Daniels and everything. And first of all, let me say, listen, Grant, Coach Authority is diabolical. I loved it. I was that is diabolical.
Coach's authority.
That's funny. I think I do remember when it would have been the Tampa game when we flew out, what you were referencing. But yes, I mean, that for the record, the caller before him wasn't saying, I don't think that he wishes they wouldn't have. I think that he's saying it sounds like when Rivera talked about toward the end of his regime, the worst thing that happened was the expectations got set too high after year one. I think he was comping how Quinn sounded to that. But yeah, fans will have that forever, man. That was the best year this team has had in over 30 years. And for my generation of fans, that was necessary. That was a prescription to fix a problem. That was medicine that we needed. That was good for the heart. You know, that healed the soul. Let's go to Lou in Silver Spring on G&D. What's up, Lou?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it sounded a lot like he was addressing everyone's questions without answering any of the questions. So it definitely felt like they left it open to shut it down, which honestly, like, I really don't have a problem with at this point. I get it, because I feel like you go from, last year's season kind of giving you enough clout to get you next season and your seat not getting hot and all that. But God forbid, if something really happened to Jaden at the end of this season, then you might be on the precipice of just a full-on blowout. But the team needs really wholesale change all across the defense. Got to tweak the offense. I told Smooter on the post-game show, I said, if they don't do something with the offense to protect him and just get better quick outs, different, get the ball out of his hands, that Jaden will never even take a snap in the new RFK come 2030. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
Well, 2030 seems a long, long time away right now.
It
I'm just
really
worrying
does.
About getting him to take a snap in 2 weeks, week one of next year, respectfully. But
I see the point, yeah.
One of the things he did brilliantly in his first year was the quick game, the fast processing, knowing where to go with the ball before the snap, and that has gone away. We talked about this yesterday. Some of that might be adjustments where people are squatting on your first look, and now you got to process and read through it, which he did really, really well last year. It does seem like the adjustment defensively has been made to take some of those things away, but he's not seeing it as well. I think a lot of that comes back to just being in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
It's like being out of work for a week, coming back for 2 days. Being out of work for a week, coming back for 2 days. You might not be in the rhythm or as effective at your job either. And I really believe that has not only stunted his development, but what you're talking about, which is getting the ball out, helping the offensive line. Like when Mariota plays against Denver, the best pass rush in the league, the pass rush was not a problem. We did nothing but heap praise on the offensive line all of that week, saying they were amazing. They statistically had the best game against the pass rushing team that is number one in the NFL. And nobody had that successful a game keeping a quarterback upright and away from pressure in multiple years. So the game before when Jaden plays against Seattle, the line's terrible. The game after Mariota and Denver against Denver has that game. You play against the Vikings, blitz happy, I understand, another great defense, and the offensive line's terrible again. It seems to me like maybe the quarterback's got to help a little bit more than he did in those games. Why isn't he? Well, some of that to me just comes back to not getting enough time to play. And I hope that fixes itself next year if he's able to string a bunch of weeks together as a rhythm player and rhythm passer. Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Look, Grant, both of you guys, I wanted him to play too. But I do have some good news for you guys. This is not just a Commanders thing that's happening right now. That's why they're not the talk of the town. If you look at everybody that did pretty well last year, everybody, they either struggling to make the playoffs, or they're outside of the playoffs, or they're like Minnesota and Washington, they're totally eliminated. There's a chance that everybody that participated in Championship Sunday in January, there's a good chance that none of them will be there. Philadelphia acts like they don't want to go to the playoffs.
True.
Kansas City is on the outside looking in.
Yep.
And truth be told, if Buffalo loses to the Patriots and the Eagles, they don't have the tiebreaker over the Texans. So they could be out. And Philadelphia could, just say, you know what, the heck with it. We ain't going to be in. You know, we don't care. Let Dallas go to win the division. And we're out of it. And everybody is out. But here's the problem that I think Washington, I think you have to look at if you're Adam Peters. This is the – out of all the bad decisions he's made in the last year and a half, this is the best decision he's made, even though I wanted him to play.
Well, what decision are you referencing?
Do you think he said he dictated?
Jaden.
Oh, you think Jaden. He went to Quinn and said, we're pulling the plug?
I think seeing Zach Ertz, what happened to Zach Ertz traumatized the coaching staff and management. I really do. Mm. I think it traumatized to say, do we want this to happen to Jaden? Is it really that important for him to play? Or should we just focus on if we tank, here's the deal. If we tank and we get a top five pick, we could trade out of it with Pittsburgh, more likely. They'll give us everything in the kitchen sink. We'll get what we want, but we got to be adamant on free agency. And they're going to, and I'm going to tell you something now, they're going to have competition. They're going to have to overpay.
Well, they got to be aggressive.
Yes.
They can't sit back and do one-year deals with 35-year-olds. You want to get better?
They got to win the bidding on a couple guys, I think.
See New England's blueprint this offseason. They go out and they paid a ton of money for Milton Williams. They go out and they spend money on Stephon Diggs. I could go on and on, mostly on defense, by the way. But they fixed a lot of their problems in one offseason to elevate a young quarterback, and they said, we're not going to stink. The AFC's open, the division. We got one team to worry about, which, by the way, came back to the pack pretty sizably anyway. They knew they were going to have a soft schedule. They had a culture-building first-year head coach, and they said, we're going to throw a lot of talent at the problem. Now, they didn't think they'd be the one seed. They didn't think Drake May would win an MVP award, but I think they felt like they could maybe go 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah, they'll be better than 4-13.
And it's happening. But they spent big, aggressive money on studs. They didn't sign 27 guys, right? They signed a dozen guys. 7 or 8 of them were really, really good football players. And that's maybe the offseason you need to try to have if you're Washington. But you're going to have to throw some money at issues, and they got to draft better. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Ed in Hagerstown on the Fan. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, bud?
I look at this from a standpoint of 2 years ago. They had extra time in coaching this developing a young team and mold the quarterback. Well, this year they humbled themselves, and I call it humbling, is the fact that it appears at the start of this season they were playing well, but the preseason and also all the practices, they were very easygoing. Okay, if you want to play, no problem. We will, you know, we'll base it on our laurels. Well, I think what's happened now is they got humbled, and I think this coming next year, they're going to have to go back to what they did the first year, go back to basics, get a couple of good offensive linemen to protect your quarterback, and let him develop slowly.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I think a new approach to preseason training camp, et cetera, is warranted. Now, they were fairly soft, and Dan Quinn, you know, was veteran deferential in year one, and obviously everything came up perfect. But the tone this year felt way more complacent, I think, to the caller's point. I think it's something that you and I both noticed kind of throughout.
I thought camp was way more laid back this year, and the preseason proof's in the pudding. Look at the snaps and the reps and the amount of work guys like Jaden got. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they basically decided. I thought the whole feel of the summer was a very we've arrived mode for them.
Yep.
You had arrived, and then you got kicked out of the club.
That's right.
So now what do you do? How do you get back?
They towed your car. How do you get back?
800-636-1067 if you want to join us on Grant and Danny on the listener lines. We are taking calls from people who are assuming, and we're doing the same, I think, that there's been a shift in their tone. You can hear it in the answers, and that maybe there's a philosophical shift as to the plan with Daniels, but we don't really know that. I guess I want to double down on the question of, are we sure that's happening? Like, do we think that he's actually possibly not going to play again this year, or is this as simple as he's out this week, and then with 3 weeks to go, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, they actually bring him back against Philadelphia, and maybe he does play the final three games? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Four o'clock, we've got Caps tickets. You can win them right here on The Fan. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Coming up at 3 in less than 15 minutes, I want to talk about Notre Dame not being a part of the college football playoff. So rather than playing in one of the preeminent bowl games available, they decided to pack up shop and end their season. Man. This is the team version of throwing a fit, stomping your feet, holding your breath, and getting sent to your room. Except they just sent themselves to their room.
Taking my ball and going home.
We'll talk about that at 3, but right now, Jaden Daniels will not play against the New York Giants. Dan Quinn has shut him down for this upcoming game. Doctors advised that he didn't play. Quinn also, though, and what was a little bit confusing, said that it's not a re-aggravation or any kind of a new injury. He just re-aggravated, and basically that sounds like it's soreness and some swelling that he's dealing with. But he's not going to play against the Giants. He was then asked, is the plan still that he's going to play again this season, or are you still going to get a double, triple down on this idea that you want him out there because it's valuable? And he just said, we haven't gone down that path yet. We haven't really talked about that. We're focusing on the Giants. Very, very different answer than he's been giving. So this door is now open. Danny, I'm going to go on record. I still think he plays again before the end of the year. I'm going to say yes. And that today, while everything on a transcript reads like, or what you saw looked like, the beginning of him saying he's not going to play. If you only saw this press conference, you should absolutely not expect to see Jaden Daniels again. I just think between what we've heard every other press conference for the rest of the year, how we know they view this, how we know Jaden Daniels views this, I think we will see him again against Philadelphia next week.
I do too. Even with us talking about all the, what do you want to call it, momentum, with the change in tone, with the shift, maybe that's the right word to use?
Yeah, it's just a different answer. Yeah. He went from saying he needs to play, this guy has to play, there's a lot of benefit to it, to today going, we haven't really talked about it. We're not really sure. We're good about the Giants.
Yeah, like we got invited to something this coming weekend from some friends, and my wife and I were supposed to be in New York. Now we may not go. So it went from absolutely not to, oh, maybe we might actually be around. That's kind of the same level to me. There's still a chance that's, you know, this is all moot. But there's also a chance now the door's been open for a conversation that says no mas.
Let's go to Tan in Baltimore on the Fan. What's going on? Let's go to Shane in Nashville, listening on the Odyssey app on G&D. What's up, Shane? How are you?
Commander Danny, Lieutenant Grant, how you boys doing today? I'm doing well.
Good, buddy.
We need a where in the world is Shane sounder. I feel like he's in a different place every time he calls us.
Well, I'm down here. My sister owns a bed and breakfast down here. It's fantastic.
Not bad.
And I'm down here. My boys play December 30th, so I'm down here and getting ready for Tennessee to play on Illinois. So go Vol. So, look, he's got to play. Evidently, this injury's more than what they're saying, or he be playing. I mean, I really do think that.
So you think that Dan Quinn's not giving us all the details?
There might be something to that, Shane, honestly.
Like, why not shut him down on Wednesday if he's just sore, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I think there's more. I wouldn't be surprised if there's surgery down the road. Let's call it what it is. I wouldn't be surprised if, of course, he's not going to give you all his cards. And it doesn't matter because Dan Quinn and they're going to lose out. Watch and see, they're going to lose out. And how do you survive losing 12 games in the NFL? And I don't see how you can survive doing that.
Well, I promise you, I'll have to look this up to confirm, but it is really hard. I would imagine that there's never been a coach that has lost the final 12 games of a season and kept their job. I would have to imagine that. Like, you think about the 0-16 Browns. Hugh Jackson got fired during the year, maybe, so the interim guy was out. There have been a couple of those winless, hapless teams. But it's the whole league is designed to make it nearly impossible for 12 straight losses to go 3-plus months without a win. You're talking about being one of the, at that point, you know, 5 or 6 teams that has had a losing streak in one season that long and in the 2000s. So if you lose to the Giants, it's on the table. It's probably going to happen. And now we start having conversations like, is this year worse than 2013? 2013 is the worst year in this franchise's modern history. And it has a place that I thought was so comfortably up the mountain.
Yeah, it was at the bottom of the ravine.
No one was ever going to be able to get there. Except that if you were to lose 12 in a row in a year where Jaden was in and out and hurt constantly. I mean, when's the last time, Danny, a quarterback has left with 4 different injuries at different points to miss time the following week in a season?
I can't remember it happening like this.
I wonder if that's ever happened. Yeah. Like a month ago, people are yelling at the mere mention that you were concerned about his durability, that you're, this guy might be injury prone. Don't you dare call him injury prone! The rib was fluke and the knee was fluke! Has anyone ever gotten hurt 4 times and missed the ensuing game after on 4 separate instances in one season? That's hard to do.
This is fun for me. That 2013 year, they only lost 3 games by 21 or more points.
Well, I mean, I did this math. I posted it at Grant H. Paulson. Again, there are only, you got to go back to the 2013 Texans to find the last time a team lost this many games in a row and in the same season, 5 games by 21 or more. And it happens 0.4% of the time.
Yeah.
0.4 over the last 400 some NFL seasons.
I mean, that group in 2013 was outscored by 150 points, which is astounding.
Yeah.
By the way, 10 points a week. And that's like bottom of the barrel so bad you can't even believe it. And again, they only lost by that many points 3 times. This group is 5 and counting.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Do we agree with Notre Dame telling the committee and ESPN to shove it after keeping him out of the playoffs. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.